Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Muscle Sport Radio. It is Monday, Cyber Monday. Yes, we are running some cyber sales. We will get into that in just a bit. But I want to thank everyone for joining us, especially on our live Instagram feed. And, of course, the YouTube cam as well, the archives. How was everybody's Thanksgiving? Did everybody enjoy their cheat meal? And then some, and then leftovers. Allie, what's up, Allie? Allie, you got to email me your address so I can mail you your shirt for the pull-up contest, courtesy of Lee Carter. So email me or DM me your mailing address, and I will send you a shirt. You want it, you deserve it. Jay Mazin Ortiz, what's up, Mazin? Jimmy Emmogs. Sure, but no leftover. You ate it all up in the first day? Good. That's even better. What's up, Fruity? Oh, yes, I did. I thought I did. If you did, I missed it. I apologize. So hit me up again because I don't remember filling out a label saying Allie. The Hitman, what's up? That girl, Sherry. Lucky Luke. Lucky Luciani is in the fucking house. So how is everybody's beautiful Thanksgiving weekend? Denise, what's up, pal? Guys, if you did not see the interview that Denise did with me, I highly recommend it, of course. You can go to Denise World of BB, if I'm not mistaken. That's the name of your YouTube channel, Denise. If not, there's a thread on RX Muscle. You can click on it there. But while you're there, go to his YouTube channel and subscribe. Yes, Denise and I, we had a great interview, and we're going to have him on MSTV to reciprocate his hospitality on his program. Joe Went and Pink Princess Elena. Mr. Nerfy, what's going on? Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. Stella, you're back. Lifting Lemons. I tagged you. I said I got to get this fucking guy back because I want one of those fucking shirts. You got to start advertising. Stella Lifting Lemons, did you see that fucking ad sale that we're running here? Okay, let me tell you. Full page. I look fresh today. Well, you know what? When you eat shit for fucking 4 days straight, fuck, you got to look great. Why not? You better because it tastes great. $125 full page ad. That is our sale we're having until Friday. And hey, Matt Howard, what's up? And $125 for December's MSTV shows, the whole month. You cannot go wrong, Stella. Get them lemons out there, buddy. Hit me up, DM me, email me, whatever you got to do. For $250, I can fucking have your fucking carpet bomb go over MSTV. And there she is, Ms. MSM herself, Crystal Wildfire Anthony. I'm glad you can make it. You told me you weren't sure if you can make it. I'm happy to see you, though. I'm always happy to see Crystal Wildfire Anthony. Yes, so we are running some great sales. Now, I was running the sale on the shirts and the panties and all of that stuff. If you ordered one of those, you got a free copy of this fucking thing. That ended yesterday. I'm in such a good fucking mood today. I'm going to extend that cocksucking sale to the end of the day today. So if you order any one of these shirts, this one, the black one, the pink one, two-sided one, the one that smells like fucking pussy and ass, the G-string panties, yes, I will fucking include this on the arm. And if you already got this one, I'll throw you another one of the other ones you don't have. That's how nice I am today. That's how nice I feel. Bro, what's up? Your shit is going to blow up at the first of the year. Well, I hope so. I hope so. I'm trying. We're trying. I was telling Crystal via the text message before that I am full of piss and vinegar right now. And that means, for those who aren't familiar with that expression, that means that you're raring to fucking go and you just got fucking aspirations to fucking hit the stars and reach the fucking top of the mountain, motherfucker. West Coast Johnny Fit. And that's one of the reasons why I'm going to fucking blow up the first year, because I got Johnny fucking doing the right thing by me. He's going to be helping me out with fucking sales. He's a salesman. Piss, vinegar, and peppers. Yes, Mason. Mason, I showed my wife some fucking pictures and videos of your puppies. She thinks your puppies are cute. You're putting $1,000 in my company? Well, my pockets are open, baby. Hey, fucking Steiner, Norway's best. What's up, bro? Hello, Joe. What does that say? Oh, I got to look back. You're very up today. What have you been doing? Well, let me check. Oh, I'm not up. I got to get back on my TRT. Nah, I think it's – thank you, Elena. I think it's just because – when you have a few days off, and I don't take days off. I mean, you know, not coming to the office. I work from home. You just get a little reinvigorated. But I'm in a better mood now because I got all my girls on here. I got Crystal. I got Elena. I got fucking Brovo on there, the fucking savage little beast. And I got Denise. He's a cute kid. Hey, did you hear Paloma got thrown out of the air? Of course I heard it. Of course I heard it. You know what? I don't know enough about that. I spoke about it on Thursday. I don't want to say he was right, he was wrong. Steve Carroll was right, Steve Carroll was wrong. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know. Hey, Shuey, what's up? I don't know what happened, so it's very hard for me to say Dave was right or Dave did something wrong. I like Dave. I'm on Dave's side, so I hope that this thing just gets squared away. No matter who was right or who was wrong, just – it's over with, let it go, and then let Dave fucking move on and do his job the way he needs to do it. And, you know, the other shows, the Nationals included, just let him cover it the way everything was in the past. Just forgive and forget, regardless of what happened. You know, I don't know what the fuck happened. I was there. I was sitting in Red Robin when Christopher was eating with my family, ordering, what did I eat? I think it was a burger of some sort. I'm assuming it was. John Stano, what's up, baby? Steve Shuey in the house. Richard Burt in the house. I saw Joe Wendt in the house. Bad Boys 34, what's up, bro? Yes, so San Marino Pro in Italy. Pete Ken, what's up, pal? I'm confused. How can a nonprofit company charge for media passes anyway? Well, believe they charge for media passes. That is two other people in the two other shows. The unit is not part of was my video from today's shit. No, it was the shit. It was great, bro. You should have to just add the. Unit and then the Europa clan, the Parisos, they charge for media passes. I've never been charged for media pass, and if I ever were, I would tell the guy to suck the fucking cum out of my fucking back of my ball bag, tickle my fucking ass, milk my prostate while he's at it, because I do not pay for media passes. They are, and people, they're a privilege. I guess they are, but we're not going there to fucking cheer. The NFL is nonprofit, yet pay no taxes. Yeah, that's kind of a, I don't know, what's that's got to be a gray area or something with those cocksuckers. No edit or professional video, just my phone. That's all you need in this day and age, Shuey. That's all you need in this day and age. If these phones, these fucking flip phones, since Crystal's husband's flip phone films great. Oh, fuck. How's Rich doing, Crystal? Tell Rich I said hi. Give him that. You get that fucking on the flip phone? Tim Gardner looks like he'd give an excellent hand release. You know what? I don't know if I remember what he looks like. I've seen him around, but I don't, you know, if he like walked by me in the street, I wouldn't go, there's Tim Gardner. You know, like I would say, there's Sylvester Stallone. Haven't been posting anything in a while of myself. Well, then fucking I'm glad you changed that, Shuey. What's your feeling on Brad Cassaberry's? Okay, I will be, I will tell you my feeling on Brad Cassaberry. I did not know who he was until around Olympia time. He had a booth. Well, they have a Cassaberry Nutrition, I'm sure. Hey, Machiavellian, there's the fucking my buddy from the fucking Arnold. You going back this year, bro? We got to do a fucking picture together again. Frank Stallone, fucking, you guys drinking a little wine? Yeah, we're doing it. Remember, he was in the first two Rockies singing around the fucking Robert Chan. Ooh, look at that. My stand shot alone. All right, what was I answering? Oh, Cassaberry. I'm sorry, guys. Make America Great 2020. Yes, sir. It's going to be Keep America Great Again, KAGA 2020. Because it's going to be great again by then when we fucking exercise the fucking devil's fucking presence named Obama and all of the shit fucking he laid in this land and elsewhere. That's why fucking guys like Shuey in England have fucking problems with immigration because of that cocksucker Obama. He fucking wanted the whole world to be like, you know, love the content, keep it. Thank you, my friend, Bad Boys. That's right. Keep Johnny the fucking MAGA motherfucker like me. I'm going to bring that hat in one day and wear it and piss people off and go, go fuck yourself, you fucking cunt. Cassaberry. I'm sure he's got somebody behind that. I don't think he started his own fucking supplement company. Somebody saw he's got a fucking name on YouTube, and they put his name on the label. He was at a booth at the Olympia. I will be in Italy very soon. Italy? Bring me back some fucking macaroni and gravy. he got an impressive physique. He was pretty big-looking guy, man. I mean, he had big fucking laugh and a narrow waist. So, I mean, I guess if I was a gay guy, I'd want to fucking stick it in his fucking, you know, man pussy. But he was acting a little kind of douchey, like, it was posing. But then he picked up a little kid and was taking pictures with somebody, little kid on his shoulder. Not for the Cassaberry's, but props on views. He wants views and gets some regards if he's fake or not. Two Girls, One Cup was there. Two Girls, One Cup was great, bro. Great. I did get a little turned on until it got a little too shitty. Because any lesbianism is good. When they were doing the spitting, that was hot. Obamacare. Obama don't care. So I guess I kind of was like, oh, this guy's acting like a dick. And then when he did the thing with the little kid Cassaberry, I thought that was kind of cool. I guess he gets good views. I don't watch his shit. So, I mean, people tell me he does. Keen Auerbach, what's up, baby? He does good on YouTube, hence the reason why he's got that fucking nutrition line somebody splat his name on. They say he used fake weights. I don't know if he does or not. He looks like he can fucking, you know, fucking lift a lot of weights. Joey was in two guineas, one cannoli. Yes, and we sucked it out from either end. It was a double dong. Hey, Kian. Hi, everyone. Kian Auerbach. Fucking salute that fucking Air Force. See, I remembered. So I don't know if he uses fake weights. I don't work out with the guy. Like I said, I don't know who the fuck he is until the Olympia, really, when I saw him. And then me and Camerica and Camerica's friend Kevin were like, oh, that's that guy, Cassaberry, Dingleberry guy. I'm like, oh, that's who. I didn't know who the fuck he was. Pictures of the kiddies. Yes, I agree, John. And that's what kind of – I kind of had a different attitude within seconds. Like, first he was like, ah, people are doing videos. And he's like, ah, and I'm like, look at this jerk off. Like Jersey Shore kind of jerk off shit. And then he picked up the kid. I'm like, ah, he's all right after all, you know. pick me up. So the Strength Cartel, apparently, how often do you work out a week? I do 5 days a week, cardio 4 out of 5, although I did cardio today on my non-cardio day because I ate like a fat fuck all weekend. So, yes, I do cardio 4 out of 5. And one body part a day, except for Monday, I do buys and tries together. That's why it's 5 days a week. I split the body parts up. So I fucking, you know, I saw the video as bad press, fake weights, and as made in fame. You're right, Crystal. You're right. Who was it? Somebody, I think Greg, was Greg the one who said it? The only bad press is your obituary? Something like that. Fucking, I'm going Boom, Bob. Miguel, Veneca, beep, 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 boom. Remember that? Mace. Miguel, Veneca, I want to drive. Shut up, you fucking greaseball bitch. Strength cartel, poor man's 5%. Well, that's where it started from, I guess. Big Boy, you know, he fucking started. He's leaving the neighborhood still. What is my cardio choice? Dead mill. Kim to the teeth, to the guilt, to the Roy. How the fuck are you? Kim to the teeth, to the guilt, to the Roy. He's putting some sexy fucking pictures of herself on. Hint, hint. Go to her fucking page and follow Kim to the teeth, to the guilt, to the Roy. And watch her sexy pictures and videos, too. But she has, like, this expression on some of them, and it just fucking gets me fucking hard. Stop. Yeah, right. You love it. No, I'm kidding. No, but you are very sexy. She's a sexy mom. She's a MILF. So the Strength Cartel, they called him out because they said he was using fake weights, and they walked over and they tough guyed him. And as far as I remember the video, I saw it briefly. He just like totally ignored them as if they weren't even there. So I don't know. You know, we did an interview with the Strength Cartel. Yeah, I let Dave do it because I didn't know who the fuck these guys were, really. He's into them. To me, it's like, whatever. They seemed all right. I don't know. You know, they were cool with us. But I don't know. To go over to a guy's booth and start calling out, hey, you're a fucking pussy. Come and do the gym weights with us. We'll see if you can really lift that much. What's the difference? Who cares if he's fucking doing fake weights? Is he fucking your mother in the ass behind your father's back? No. I train Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Me too. Weekends are off, baby. I sleep in on weekends. I get up very early. I do early morning workouts on the Monday through Friday, and then I go home and I shower my stinky body, and then I come here and I do shows like this and talk about it. Got to give the people what they want. The mob is the government. I was in since I was 9 years. Since I was 9 years old. That sounds like that ghost lady, greaseball broad. What's her name? Not the fucking lady with spiky blonde hair. The other one, the one with the, she's got a big ass. But I dropped the fucking load on her. She ain't bad looking. All right, 20 fucking something people in this thing. Remember, I'm extending the fucking Black Friday sale. Order one of these shirts, any color, any apparel. You can order the G-string panties. It's free shipping in the U.S. Go to musclesportmag.com/store/store. On the top bar, you'll see it on the website. And if you do that, I will throw one of these in for free, and you get free shipping in the U.S., the Long Island Cunt Medium. Well, that's the medium is the one, not the one I'm thinking of. There's another one. That's Teresa some shit. Strongman Brian Shaw called out Dingaberry also recently. Let me tell you something. Brian Shaw, I fucking took a picture with him. That man is a fucking monster. But he was so cool, though. I felt like a fucking infant next to him backstage at the Arnold. Oh, man. You know what? I mean, if people want to call out Dingaberry or whatever, so what? Call him out. I just, you know, they tough guide him. You do it on fucking YouTube or something. It's different than going up to a guy's fucking thing. Hey, you fucking guy. He's conducting business. That's not the proper place for it. The Brooklyn fortune telling whore. She's a whore. I'm going to say a word that's not nice. Whore. Remember that from the original Rocky? 1976, the year of the bicentennial. Who'd you fight? Spider Rico. He's a bum. You say all the guys I fight are bums. Well, ain't they? Hey, speaking of, where's Rock? Hey, Rock. They did it with four guys trying to strong arm him. You know what? If that big boy don't need fucking other people, he's fucking huge. The big boy in, is that his name? In the Strength Cartel, the guy who used to be with the 5% crew, and then he broke off, talked shit about them, and made his own thing up. Which is fine. You know what? Just like fucking Wes Boxley did. The Mack truck guy. Whatever. You know, maybe fucking one day Mazin's going to break out of the MSM fam and form the fucking, the Bullwinkle squad with all his pit bulls. Trump should have left LeVar Ball under the 10 years. No, you can't do that, bro. You got to get these assholes back here. And LeVar's just doing it for fucking publicity. I don't have any issue with what LeVar's doing. I think he's stupid. I did a video. He should have blown Trump. But I know where he's coming from. I understand. It's all a game with LeVar Ball, as it is with Trump in many cases. You know, they're very similar. Free shipping to Sweden. I can't do it. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I wish I could. Mia, but welcome to the program. If I did free shipping worldwide, I'd go fucking broke. Because I actually do have a decent amount of guys to around the world that subscribe. I'm starting the jerk off brigade. Who's coming with me? Right here, Maze. You know I'm in. Anything you are doing, I got to be a fucking part of. I'll even be your first mate. You can run the fucking ship, bro. I'll join. Johnny's in. Someone calls the Bob off what he is. What's happening to Sweden? What is happening to Sweden? Is something happening to Sweden, Fitness Mia? I didn't see. I have been reading the news and stuff. I listen to a lot of news radio. I like Patriot Channel on Sirius XM. I will see you at the Arnold. Not if I see you. Oh, I hate when people do it. Not if I see you first. Shut up, you fucking cunt. You going, Matt, to the Howard? Good. We're going to have a big crew. I'm working on something for the Arnold. I cannot say what it is yet because I don't think it's going to happen, but it's a long shot. But I'm working on something. I'm going either way. I don't give a fuck. But I'm working on something that I want to have a lot of fun with. Sweden is being told, really? The bad Islamists, as if we needed to use that word before it. It's a religion of peace, Barack Hussein Obama used to tell us. What a fucking scraper he was, bro. Not for nothing. Holy shit. Maze, right? Come on. Let's be serious. Oh, my God. Fucking pussy he was. I love Colonel Ralph Peters on Fox News. What a pussy. He got suspended for like 2 weeks, but you know, they just did that because they had to. Get me to the Arnold. I will work with you. Steve, I wish I could afford to pay for your plane, but I'd have no money left. We'd have to stop printing for 2 years to pay for a flight from England. I don't think bad should be used. Arnold in March. Yes, Kim to the T to the Gil to the Roy. If you can come to the Arnold, we shall interview you on camera. I'll stick a microphone under your chin. Like this. Remember that day I gave the pussy fucking tips and I used this as the pussy, the mound. First weekend of March. Yeah, it's like fucking March 4th or some shit around that weekend. The Arnold Sport. Oh, good, John. So you're going to be there then. You're going to be there. And I am also. Where am I going to be January 6th and 7th? At the LA Fit Expo. Hope the Swedish Vikings Gen X grow their balls back. C bus. You said that last week. You confused me. See, we used to have the buses like the D bus, the C bus, all of that stuff in Brooklyn. I swear it's a microphone. Get close to C. Close your eyes and open your mouth. They're testing your gag reflex. It's just an ah stick. Without my testosterone, it pretty much is fucking piece of fucking overcooked linguine. Flat. Mario, what's up? Ruby Fit. What's up, Mario? How you doing? Welcome to the program. Hope there's no minors nearby. If there is, lower the volume. We're going to be saying things about cunnilingus shortly. Yes, but the San Marino Pro, speaking of Italy, king of the gym nutrition, Cedric McMillan won it. Italian taffy. Saltwater taffy. The like from the fucking Atlantic City fucking shit. Nookie Thompson. But yes, San Marino Pro, Cedric McMillan won it. Brandon Curry, who won the show previously, finished in third. And some Iranian dude finished in second. You have guys ever got... Nah, man. I'll be honest with you. To go... I don't cover shows, man. You know what I cover? I cover the fucking people at the show. I cover... the event. I cover the expo. I cover the people that want to fucking hang out with us and drink beers with us. I don't give a fuck who wins these shows. I fucked the minor. He was Chilean. Hey, ooh, yay, Cedric. She likes Cedric. Me too. He served our fucking country, man. I like Cedric McMillan. I think he's a fucking wackadoo. Anybody that cries after the end of the show and feel they don't deserve it, that's, come on, bro. What the fuck? Act like a man. Johnny Fontaine. Columbus had a whole different meaning at home. Tell those bitches to ride this. Oh, now I get it. He covers the hotel room in Italian loads. I got your hotel room covered there, Kim, to the D, to the Gil, to the Gil, to the Roy. So, yes, yeah, Cedric won. I looked at the – there was a lot of categories, but I didn't recognize a lot of the names there. So it really wasn't like a big – it wasn't any 212 there, but everything else. I want to do a movie on bullying in the industry. Well, Mazin, you could play the bully. You fucking he'll do it. He'll do it for fucking food. We'll work for food. Cedric is an all-around. Yes, no, I'm being a little bit of a wise ass, but I do think he's you know, he's a little, you know, I think he's a little over emotional for a guy that's got that much fucking talent as far as a physique like he does. He should have more confidence in himself. Have I ever seen Dice Clay in New York? Not off stage. I've never, like, walked by him on the street, but I've seen him at the Garden. I've seen him at, Pips Comedy Club when he first started out in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, when he was the house comic there, before the HBO specials, before the Dangerfield special even, when he was just a fucking club comic. I saw him at the Westbury Music Fair a bunch of times. He was a little too sensitive. Yeah, I agree. I, you know, have you ever seen, what was the other one? Cedric, okay. I wish he had a little more of the eye, the tiger kind of thing. Even I know Greg has said that he doesn't have that killer instinct kind of thing. Which I think if he did, that would help his prep and presentation and stuff. Because the guy looks great when he's on. I mean, he's got a fucking beautiful fucking physique, man. He's got wide lats. He's almost very Arnold-esque in the terms of V taper, thin waist, wide shoulders. Not great with the legs, but that's the way that old body style was. You know, the legs weren't that big. You know, you didn't really see big legs. And then Platts was like a fucking anomaly. He was different. Nobody else was really like that. Yeah, I know Padilla. And you can throw a few other names out there if you want. No, you're wrong, Joe, you don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong. I'm telling you, this guy had legs, and he competed at the same time. I know. I'm just kidding. Mom duties. I'm kidding. See you later. Hey! All right, Kim to the Teague, Gil to Roy. In March, Arnold. Jessica fucking Simpson. I just saw my I'm taping this on the fucking computer, and I saw a little thing come up saying, you emailed me back. I shall reply and give you. She's sweetheart. Go follow Kim to the D to the Gil to the Roy. You will get my reply, and I will give you all the information. Trust me, it's going to be very, very good rates, very cheap for those sponsors to get involved with our fucking craziness at Muscle Sport Media. Muscle Sport. I try to make it sound like Muscle Sport LLC presents. Fucking jiggle fucking boats. Talking about glass bottom boats and shit. Oh, fuck, man. Look at it. All chicks. Kim, Jessica, Crystal, Pink Princess, fucking Brova. Fucking we had more chicks. A question. C-O. I don't get it, Maze. I don't get it. Maybe I'm just retarded. She's not retarded. She's just shy. Fuck. Yes, but the season is wrapping up. And it seems like they got a lot of fucking amateur shows. They came out with the IFBB amateur worldwide stuff. The women have taken over. Oh, thank God. It's like the planet fucking Venus. It's mint. I want to be the only guy and just get whipped. My phone fucked up. What do you want from me? That's all right. What do you want from me? This one's looking this way. That one's looking. It's him. How do you get in the powerlifting shows? How do you get? You got to lift a lot of weight. Or else they call it the pussy lifting shows. Those are the ones I enter. The question mark is an error on the phone. It's really an L. All right, so I forget what it said now. It made such an impression. I'm only kidding. I'm sorry. Without the beard. The beard. Rich says hello. That adds a little testosterone. Yes. Tell Rich I need testosterone. Can he give me an injection? Okay. It's my charm. Thank. Oh, Mia, I forgot. That's the Swedish fucking fish. I'm kidding. I love to eat Swedish fish. Killer mentality to make a killer physique a lot more convincing. That's it, Mokia villain. I always say Mokia. I get some kind of fucking skinny coffee or some shit. Can the woman that took over please kill off the skinny gene, come over douchebags filling up our gyms. You know what? Thank God for those guys, Bobby, because then we'd look fucking great. Comb over. Well, you know what? I might be fucking reaching that territory soon, so I can't knock them there. Skinny jeans, you're a faggot. You know, hipster cunt, fucking, you know, sit down and piss through the hair, whatever you want to call it. But he has a 9-inch injection. Great. I need 10. Have him put a finger in as well. Just a little one. But I like when there's, like, fat fucks in the gym because I don't feel such like a piece of shit. Like, I walked in today like, oh, fuck, man, I feel like fucking shit. And then there was, like, some guy with, like, short shorts on, fucking, like, you know, like milk skin. And I'm like, all right, I'm okay. You know? The gym shark skinny jeans fit boys to be exact. Oh, fucking skinny. Now, maybe they didn't call them spays. No, see, I was actually going to mention something. I wore stretch acid wash jeans in my cuisine days. Is that gay? Mason? The Ramones would be more like the rip, like, you know, maybe tight, but not like skinny. They were more like the, you know, like they had the fucking, the rip in the knees and shit. But there was a time where I wore Capizio shoes with acid wash stretch denim that were like, they were like almost like, like fucking like nylon, not nylon, but like, you know, tight pants like chicks wear, and I thought it looked good. Yes, Allie. Well, you got. I'm 50. I never try to say I'm younger than I am. I always admit it. Like a Kendall and Bret Michaels, kind of. Yeah, but he can get away with it. Guys wearing skin tight leggings, tight pants, and a chest spit. Did I have? Yes, I did have a members only jacket, Johnny. I did. If it wasn't gay, if you're bald, hanging out around the bus. I lift a lot, probably 50 pound deadlift, 5 pounds. My weight is one size, but I fucking couldn't do fucking a third of each of those on those two respective movements. Go for it, man. As you just go and they go by your body weight. I never really covered powerlifting. You know, the only powerlifting I saw was like strongman at the Arnold and shit. I never went specifically for a powerlifting meet to be, you know, like a fucking media members only. He got 3 new ones for the Arnold. It's cool. Now let me ask you something, Crystal. If you would have saw me in 1988, let's say, and I walked up to you wearing a skin tight, very like almost powder blue acid wash jeans, white scuffed Capizio, because they were scuffed, but they were great to dance with taps on the bottom. Yes. And like a skin tight polo shirt with gold chains. Would you have banged me? If I would have run up to you in the club and said, hey, baby, Native Love's on, you want to fucking dance with me? Remember Native Love by Divine, the fucking Hishi? This Native Love is restless, and I'm just not satisfied. Fight, 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 fight. Don't forget a fresh mullet. Yes, there you, thank you. I had a fresh mullet. Joey had a black Trans Am. No, actually, I had a powder blue Firebird. Depends on how big your dick looks through the jeans. Now, let me tell you something, Crystal. And Jeff, yes, and Jeff Black. Where's Kian going? Bye, Kian. I didn't see you leaving. Bye, sweetie. I miss you already. Take me, fly me. I'm Kian. I'm not trying to brag, but the pants were so tight, even a regular sized dick looked big in those. So if I would have walked up to you, I probably would have got a chub just looking at your cans. And so it would have grown. So. Yeah, I might have had a shower, you know. Joey couldn't afford tap shoes as a boy, so he nailed a pair. You motherfucker. He nailed old pepperoni slices to the bottom of his shoes. That has got to be the fucking line of the year by Mason. Oh, my God. Holy fuck. Oh, I had angel's fake pants with no pockets and matching vests. Was that like the parachute pants on? Because I believe I had a pair of those as well in the disco days. The cock pretty strong in those damn stretch jeans. See, Mocha, you know what I'm saying. You know, Mia, would you bang me if I walked up to you in the discotheque like that? Matt's always on fire, but that was a fucking grand slam, that one. Because I could picture the little pepperoni with the nail hole in the middle. The fucking head sticking out. Sure do. Oh, my God. I used to fucking wear, in the winter, like a black turtleneck and the chain outside the shirt, the gold fucking guinea chain. Oh, my God. What a dick I was. And I used to get laid a lot. I'm not trying to lie. I'm being honest. I did all right as a single guy. That's why I wear gray sweats now. Cock brand, you were a flare kind of guy. What, in the pants, you mean? Like bottoms? See, that was a little... I did have bell bottoms. A little before my time. Got my gold tap shoes. Taking a disco check, not the clubs. Yeah. Turtleneck and a chain like it all. Yes, exactly, Imokia. Like the old picture of the Rock. He stole it from me. I sound like Howard Stern. Instead of tap dancing, he was wild dancing. Johnny, right there with Maze. That's a good one, too. Oh, my God. I'm getting a fucking headache. I'm fucking sweating. There's nothing to do with these fucking cheap shits lighting I have here. And a fanny pack in the Hamptons, because I had to keep my cigarettes, my keys, my lighter, no phone back then, not even a beeper at the time. The guinea shuffle, like the curly shuffle. Oh, Gary, New York fit for the fucking barber. He could have done my fucking mullet up nice back in the 80s, man. Embassy competitor Kenneth. What's up, Ken? How you doing in your competitions, man? Hopefully it says IFBB Pro Kenneth soon, right, dude? What's up, brother? Gary is the fit barber. He does cardio while he cuts your hair. As long as he doesn't cut your fucking earlobe off, it's okay. I'm just joshing, of course. Yes, but we're talking about the good old days and the discos and all of that good shit. Yeah, those were a lot of fucking fun, man. Mullets are underrated. I want them to come back in the worst way because I would try to grow one just to piss my wife off. Everyone kept their insulin in those damn fans. Need to take insulin, thankfully. I'm hoping to turn pro next year. We're going to be Park. Oh, Marco's a good dude, man. He's a New York guy like me, man. The pepperoni kept you from slipping in the hair grease. And with the beepers inside. Only when I had a beeper. That was pre-beeper days. There's a turtle. Still wear a turtleneck to this day. I wear like mock turtlenecks. I don't like full turtlenecks. I still cut some mullets. Who the fuck has a mullet nowadays except for dykes? Except for pussy-eating chicks. And not the kind I jerk off to. Yeah, man. Those were some. The Hamptons were fucking insane because we were practically naked. Practically naked. Humping on a dance floor with fucking chicks in bikinis. And I used to wear those, the Bag of Nuts biker shorts. And I don't mean motorcycle biker. I mean like the bicycle shorts, you know, like those fucking skinny fucking rayon like material. Like those, the cock and ball. So that's what we call the Bag of Nuts shorts. Carpet munches, Joe. Yes, thank you, Kenny. I had a pair of like silver Bag of Nuts shorts, and I mean literally you could see the veins on my cock and balls. Joey never used beepers. He had Henry on back and forth with the cab stand. Don't get your feet wet with the umbrella. Wop on. Oh my God, how many times did your nuts hang out from those shorts? Oh, man, it felt like you had nothing on, especially when the girl was fucking grabbing it in the car and shit. Didn't you feel like an uncircumcised kind of dance? Yeah, I didn't like the turtlenecks too much, especially when you were in these discos. It was hot, and then you're dancing and you're sweating, you know, your guinea sweat all over the place. It was gross. But I did wear it once in a while because I had, like, an outfit I used to wear with it, like these white pants. Oh, my God. And I had a white waiter jacket. Those shorts making a comeback. Really, I won't wear them. I won't. The mullet I'll go with. Those fucking bad shorts, I can't, man. Plus, I don't have the fucking midsection for that. I used to have a nice fucking flat belly. A hint of a six-pack. I never had a great abs. It was always, they always were good, but never like, I couldn't bust out a six pack. I actually think I had a better stomach this past summer than I did back then at some point, because I used to drink like a fucking animal then and eat like shit. I worked out, but I was in my 20s, so you fucking burn it off quick, man. Like, we used to get hammered and go to the gym 2 hours later and do fucking squats and shit. Remember the half shirt? Oh, Johnny, I had some. There is a picture on my Instagram, I think. I'm wearing an AC/DC half shirt, the band AC/DC. How gay does that look? I also had a U.S. Navy one. I cut it. Bag of nut shorts on sale now. Imagine we did sell those, Crystal. I don't think we would fucking sell many of them. I might have to fucking just use them for, like, underwear or something. John Juice, what's up, Johnny? Welcome back. They're Army PT shorts. No, they won't even put their fucking soldiers through that fucking shit. Physical training. I wore those skinny, silky shorts as a Marine. My nuts always... Really, you did? So maybe Mulkey is not kidding. You were an Army guy, if I remember correctly. Mulkey would buy a pair. Might as well buy the thong we have. It's pretty much the same shit. Did you wear the Plum Smuggler swim shorts? For, you know what, it was a very short period of time that I wore like a Speedo-ish kind of thing. I had kind of like the way like Arnold's posing trunks. They were like bigger. They weren't like, like the French fags wear. My nuts were called the bat wings. Oh, because when they stick on your leg, I got bat wings. Yeah, when you got like stretched out underwear and you get bat wings, it's time to throw them out. I hate that. And then your dick fucking pops out once in a while. I didn't really like those really small swim pants. I used to wear like fucking gym shorts to the beach and shit and cut off jean shorts and stuff. I'm telling you, I got two pairs of those fuckers that I do stiff leg. You wear those still, motherfucker? You're fucking better man than me, bro. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's fucking funny. Vince Gironda had the leopard print for Home Smugglers. Yeah, well, back then, when they used to like pose and stuff, the chicks dog it sure because they're fucking seeing dick. I mean, you know, the fags too. The French are getting sodomized by Islamists. The peaceful Islamists, the religion of peace. They can stretch from left temple to right temple when I teabag the noobs. Oh, I know what you mean. That just sounds so gay. Like when you fucked up, you wanted to just torture these guys. Imagine nowadays how gay the military is. Oh, they did hazing. He's going to get in trouble. He called him a bastard. They fucked with him. Right? They ruined everything. Obama ruined this whole world. I'm about seeing my sack free. But you don't want to fucking wear those things, though. Did you? You still got the headband from the Far From Over video. Which is the Far From Over video? It's like the girl with the red dress. I'm going to get it in a couple of seconds. Our Schindler's List night that we went through. Far From Over. That's not going to Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical kind of thing, is it? Or is it like a heavy metal thing? Frank Stallone. He did a... I don't know the video. I must have seen it. I don't recognize Frank Stallone. He's on that World's Dumbest now. He sings good still. I teabagged a dozen fuckers. Yeah, but see, you did it as a heterosexual male torturing. I will. I'm going to watch that, Mason. You did it as a heterosexual male torturing what you perceive to be a heterosexual male to fuck with him. But they will look at that as a fucking homosexual rape act. And oh my God, we can't have that. You know, I mean, people fucking... The things that I did in my life, hazing and fucking with people in different jobs, holy shit, we fucked with everybody. Obama wanted a sensitive, emasculated, pussified man in America. Now he needs to get locked up with Killary. I agree on both. They still get a lot of corruption, especially social. Good, I'm glad. Because you know what? That's part of it. Fucking, you know, Sergeant Hartman, you know, you need shit like that. Oh, again with this fucking thing. Oh, sorry, fellas. I feel like you know what? Maybe this is too tight. I have this fucking stand here, and I made it tight. I made it tight. But, yeah, I mean, you know, like fucking Gunnery Sergeant, fucking, what was that, in the Heartbreak Ridge. I mean, you need scumbags like that. You can't have a man down. Without my testosterone, I'm down more than I'm up. Esteban, calm down with the Fox News. We're goofing on Joey's horrifying fashion sense. Please continue. I love my fashion sense. I was the fashion plate of wrestling, Classy Freddie Blassie. The fashion plate of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. Oh, yeah. If you want to laugh at some of my old photos, look at my Joe_Piataro Instagram. And I post a lot of Throwback Thursday and Flash. When you're 50, there's a lot of Throwback Thursday and Flashback Friday material to choose from. So I've been trying to put some. I got to put some stuff when I played in the heavy metal bands. Spandexy kind of fucking outfits and shit. Joe, Freddie Blassie was great. Joe wouldn't disagree. Freddie Blassie was great. He died not too long ago. Not too long ago, right? Was it like less than 10 years ago, if I remember correctly? I think the Grand Wizard was the first to pass away. Captain Lou. You like those, Mokey? I love when people make fun of me. It's called vintage. Yes. That's you. Why love this channel? That's why you love it. Thank you, Esteban. And anybody can say whatever they want on these fucking channels. Oh, hell, I'm not posting anything. I want to see old pics of you before you were Jack. I bet you were fucking hot then, too. See, guys. See, that's when I give fucking son like tips of how to get fussy. I always tell him how to fucking do it with words first and then actions. I accidentally came to Freddie Blassie one time when I was jerking off to Miss Elizabeth. Oh, it actually, you flipped the page and the old wrestling, Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Grand Wizard was a manager of superstar Billy Graham. Yes, he was. He, I forget his real name, but he had like a real like nerdy name. I can't remember it now, but it was like when I heard it, I was laughing my balls off. You had the three bad guy managers. You had the Wizard, Blassie, and Albano. And then you had the Arnold Skolin was the good guy manager. He managed Bob Backlund. And then Buddy Rogers of Buddy Rogers Corner, the precursor of Piper's Pit. He was fat. Teach the younger generation right. I tried. Oh, Cosgrovey. I mean gay. Everything comes back to homosexuality. Joe, let me ask you a question. Okay, Cosgrove. It's not AMA, but it's always AMA in my fucking world. Joe says, use your words first. Here, drink. No Pietaro has ever had to slip Mickey to get pussy. Mary Jane Rottencrotch. Superstar Billy Graham would be a great interview for you. Isn't he dead? That would be even better. Imagine I interviewed a dead guy, just like I wanted Hitler on this fucking feed, and I wouldn't ban him. Did you see the fucking FBI had a thing where they were actually had an informant who was saying Hitler was alive in fucking South America, and they were looking into it? Is he really still alive? All right. I stand corrected. He's in Arizona. Let's get Johnny Bravo to go there and see him. All right. Here is Cosgrove's question. See, when you take enzymes and apple cider vinegar with every meal, does it let you with a stingy asshole when you shit all the time eating loads of good food? I don't know about enzymes, but I can tell you that apple cider vinegar, since I've been using it after dinner, has helped harden my stool. Which is good. That helped me because I had the opposite, which sucked. Hitler was in Argentina. Been there plenty of times. I don't think he survived World War. I mean, he's dead now. He was born in 1890 something, but I don't think he survived the war. But it was great fodder, though. You know, it's like those conspiracy theories. But the FBI actually look into a guy. Apple cider vinegar helps my poo. Now helps your poo, John, in a way where you go more. It doesn't make you regular, or does it slow it down? Because to me, I needed it to slow down, so that's good for me. Joey shit a blood diamond last Thursday. And I sold it for $0.50. I take a dump regular now. So you were shitting irregular, like you couldn't shit, or did you shit too much? Because I was the shit too much. I was the latter, not the former. So I'm on medicine for it, but the medicine doesn't even help me that much. All of a sudden, when I started taking apple cider vinegar, after Greg finally beat it into my head after so many months, I finally started it. my shits got better. And I was like, this is great. Ask Jimmy the Bull. He knows a lot. Yes, if you see our pilot MFTV show, Jimmy the Bull does a whole flat earth theory with the globe. Every 10 to 12 hours, I shit. Now, before that, how often did you shit? Did you shit closer, like every 2 hours? Because I've had some fucking bad days. I had the okay, good. So you're like me. So that's two of us that could say this. That helps work. Massive Italian and Jewish communities are changing. Many say that. Yeah, but they may have been looking for fucking notoriety or money. I don't know. I know that Mangala was there and a lot of them fucking got there, but I don't know. This shit going down. This show is turning into shit, literally. But I'm a big history buff. I watch a lot of World War II videos and programs, and I do a lot of reading. I really don't think he survived. I think that I know those bones were his because in the Russian Museum, because they tested them and they were a female. There wasn't even a male. I used apple cider vinegar a lot. It's great stuff. And a tablespoon. I never do the honey. Maybe if a chick let me put it on her cunt, I would do a tablespoon. I'd do a half a bottle if I could do that. Lick away for hours, man. How much apple cider vinegar? I do a table. I do 2 teaspoons, so I guess that would be equal to a tablespoon, but I like it's like it tastes like shit, so I try to make it smaller amounts. Only after dinner. Because I don't bring it here with me to work, so I have it at home. I could have a bottle here where I could do it. It does make salad better, too. Yeah. Cunt honey. Ooh. So I do a tablespoon, I guess, 2 teaspoons after my dinner. And I feel that it makes me digest better. What does apple cider vinegar taste like? You ever have like fucking oil and vinegar, guinea fucking Italian dressing? It tastes like the strongest vinegar at the bottom of the salad, and you get like a piece of lettuce with it's like soaked in it, and it's been in there the whole time, and it's like, oh! Some people drink cups of that shit. 3 teaspoons equal tables. Okay, so I don't do it full. I do 2/3 then. I put it on all my food. It does taste like shit, but if it helps your shit, in my case, it was worth it, man, because... You ever hang out with a cokehead, and he does a lot of coke, and it's got the baby laxative that it's cut with, and they're always shitting? That's how I was, but I didn't, wasn't doing coke. It was just fucking regular shit. It wasn't coke shit. Sweet. Throw this beer on your tits. I got indigestion. Joey, answer that question, please. I just did. I said apple cider vinegar. I don't know about the enzymes, but I know apple cider vinegar is good for digestion. I take shots of it all like rag, but that's how I do it. I don't do the shot. I do, you know, in the spoon, John. And then I just drink a little water. I try to chase it, if you will, to Kern a phrase. Give me back my Kern, Ralph. My dumps have a pretty perfect daily schedule. See, mine were all over the place, like literally sometimes. Now they're a little better. Celeste Godinez. Hey, Celeste, you came in at a good time. Digestive. Times a day. How many times a day do I make poopsies? See, I'm a bad fucking example of that because I still have an issue I take fucking medication for. So I can go 3 to 8, but it's been better with the Kamasikyama, the fucking apple cider vinegar. The enzymes with fiber. See, fiber fucking kills you. AM regular shit and no problems. Usually I am. A lot of times I'm not. And then I get to the gym and I got to go and the cocksucking shithole doesn't have paper. Joe, you ever forget a stingy asshole and it's, oh man, sore? When I got the fucking runs, especially if I go on vacation and my body's out of whack because I'm eating a lot of stuff I don't eat and I'm drinking booze and I'm going way too much. And it's like, oh my God, it's like fucking, blood. I tried smoking while having sex, but the ashtray kept slipping off our ears. Oh! You got to know all the nutrients out of your food. If you are building muscle, it's important to get all the nutrients. Yes, David, that means you're not done shitting. Does the AIDS medication give you stomach issues? Yes, that's the medication I speak of. When you need to poop no less than 10 hours after you eat. I would think, I don't think I've ever gone 10 hours after I ate. Like some people go, I haven't shit in 2 days. I'm like, to me, that's worse than Mike's situation, because I think that's there's a blockage going on there, something, unless you're not eating anything. Like guys that are prepping for shows, I mean, that's different. You know, they fucking fasting and stuff. But, yeah, man, if you go 10 hours and you're eating normal three meals a day and shit like that, bro, and you didn't shit for fuck 10 hours, you better start fucking sticking something fucking suppositories or something up there or some fucking guy's thumb. Joe, I don't know what you asked me. I can't see all of these things. Sometimes I'm too fast. I get your question answered. The AZT gives me shit. 10 hours, 10 minutes. See, Mokey and me are very much like, we're fucking same clothes. And we should have like ask me again, cause I didn't catch all of it. Blockage is good. Eat loads of good food. Does it not hurt the shit and stink? But you don't want to shit that much that it's painful. And then that means you're eating too much then. You know? Instant shit from White Castle. Yeah, belly boppers. Hey, fake prophet. What's up, bro? If you're shitting that much that you're wiping like crazy, if it's diarrhea, then obviously the food's not agreeing with you, Cosgrove. You shouldn't be eating something that you might be lactose intolerant or ate something that was bad or something. Man, those things are... Mr. Johnson! Well, he's in the program with a few minutes to go. Crystal's going to step on your fucking... the head of your dick. The fucking elephant trunk. Is that what that means? That I would say if you're shitting a lot, you're probably eating too much, A. B, something's not agreeing with you if it is soft stool. And C, you might have some kind of lactose intolerance if you're doing, like, regular milk with your shakes. Sure as fuck, Dig. That's those bathrooms are terrible there. You got to find a fucking hole in the wall. You have a shit in the ass and wash trousers and uncomfortable. I don't do coke, bro. I don't like coke. You shit seven times a day. Well, that's like I was. You might have spasming small intestine. Torturous Confederation Forger, MSA. What's up, Martin, Mr. Johnson? If you could only use one bodybuilding supplement, what would it be? Protein powder or pre-workout, one or the other. I like protein powder, though. I took a shit this morning. It was so rock hard. 40 minutes. Sweat it out. Hurts a bit. I was out sweating. That happens like if you have surgery and you get the anesthesia, like your shit, it like you got to almost break it off. It's like it's almost like having a baby. The first morning dump of my day makes my day. Mine too, usually. But a lot of times, like I run out of time because I got to get my kid to school and get to the gym. So it's like I can't take all the time I want. Morning dumps rule. It was probably a stuck dildo. Good point. Good point. And I wasn't even on anesthesia. I didn't have surgery. I just was, you know, fucking horny and drunk the night before. Joe, have you ever been that stressed out about shitting in work? As soon as you eat something, you need to go. It's not even stressed out. It's a physical ailment that caused me to have to go often. 1 minute, 59 seconds remaining, folks. So it's hard for me to say it wasn't stressed. Now, sometimes if I got a lot of shit going on, that makes me want to go more. So I think it does. You know, it does mix and match a little bit. But I don't think it's stress all the time. I think a lot of us do with the type of food you're eating, the amount of food you're eating, and if you might have an intolerance to one of those types of foods. An aristocrat, got a friend from India, wipes his hands with his ass with his hands. Yes, don't shake hands with him. Rosie speaks, guys. I'm going to be doing AMA. Paul, what's up, buddy? Did you solve the problem? The apple cider vinegar helps, so I would tell you to do that. It's their religion, the religion of peace. Thursday, I have to go to Brooklyn and take my mommy and daddy to the doctor. Good Monday. So Friday will be AA. Colin Koenig is now here. Maybe you, but not me. I won't break the ball for the time left of the show. We had fun, me and Mr. Johnson, that time. So that's why I don't want to. Did you solve the shit problem? I didn't solve it. I made it better. It's never solved totally, though. But Thursday, no show. Make it on Friday. Hope you guys can make it. Remember, I'm extending this one more day for the rest of the day on this shirt, type of shirts. Yeah, your free issue. If you order the shirt, all the shirt, or the fucking the kamisikama, the things, the panties. And I am doing, if your friends have any websites they want to advertise, $125 for a full page between now and Friday. And also $125 for the December episodes of MS. Tell your friends that have a company. And, Kaz, you can buy a page for $125 and draw a picture of yourself like this. I don't talk to Greg that often, or else I would tell him. Boys, thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys Friday, I hope. happy Thanksgiving weekend wrap up.